Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into The Introverted Leader by Jennifer Kahnweiler. This insightful book addresses the unique challenges introverted professionals face in environments that often celebrate extroversion, especially in leadership roles. Kahnweiler masterfully illustrates how introverts can leverage their innate strengths to excel as leaders without sacrificing their true nature. Through a combination of personal anecdotes, practical strategies, and real-world examples, the author guides introverted individuals on how to expand their comfort zones, capitalize on their quiet power, and lead with confidence and effectiveness. Jennifer Kahnweiler brings to the table her vast experience as an executive coach and her work with Fortune 500 companies, making her insights invaluable for introverts aiming to climb the leadership ladder. As the author of Quiet Influence, The Introvert's Guide to Making a Difference, Kahnweiler has established herself as a leading voice in empowering introverts to make their mark in the business world. The Introverted Leader is a must-read, not only for introverts who aspire to leadership positions, but also for extroverts who seek to understand and support their introverted colleagues better. It's equally beneficial for anyone involved in coaching or mentoring emerging leaders, offering a comprehensive look at how introverted qualities can be a potent force in effective leadership. Through this book, readers will discover that introversion, often viewed as a barrier to leadership, can indeed be a powerful asset when wielded with wisdom and insight. The Introverted Leader, Building on Your Quiet Strength. Introduction: Unlocking the Introverted Leader's Potential in an Extroverted World. Imagine the classic leader, outgoing, articulate, and at ease in the spotlight. This image seems tailor-made for extroverts, natural-born orators, and team energizers. But hold on. The world of leadership teems with introverts who've climbed the ranks, quietly revolutionizing our traditional view of what makes a leader effective. The twist? Their path is one of unique challenges and remarkable strategies. Jennifer Kahnweiler spent time with over 100 introverted professionals, uncovering the secrets behind their ascent in an extrovert-dominated business landscape. Through their stories, a narrative unfolds, one that champions the subtle strengths introverts bring to the table and the hurdles they must leap to make their mark. And now, we dive into a world where being the life of the party isn't the golden ticket to leadership success. Instead, we're about to discover why those quiet moments of reflection might just be an introvert's secret weapon in the boardroom. From navigating the dreaded networking events to turning reflective prowess into strategic advantage, we unwrap the introverted leader's playbook for thriving in a world that can't stop talking. Ever been told you're thinking too long? For introverts, this misconception can be a stumbling block, mislabeling them as indecisive when, in reality, they're orchestrating their thoughts with precision. The narrative flips here, embracing thoughtful deliberation as a strength, not a weakness. So as we embark on this journey, brace yourself for a fresh lens on leadership, where the quiet listening, deep thinking, and preference for meaningful one-on-one connections transform perceived introverted liabilities into resounding assets. Welcome to the art and science of succeeding as an introverted leader in an extroverted business arena. Part 1: The Quiet Force. Introverts in a world that can't stop talking. In the bustling corridors of power and the loud, laughter-filled rooms of social gatherings, it's easy to assume that extroverts rule the world. Yet, beneath the surface of these animated interactions lies a surprising truth. Introverts are everywhere, and they're not just part of the landscape. They're shaping it. The concept of extroversion and introversion, introduced by the legendary psychologist C.G. Jung, slices through the personality spectrum, revealing two distinct ways people engage with the world. Introverts, with their inward focus, thrive on reflection, cherishing the moments spent in the quiet corners of their minds. Their extroverted counterparts draw energy from the world around them, reveling in the whirlwind of social connections and external activities. These differences extend to their modes of recharging. Solitude for introverts and social interaction for extroverts, and their communication styles, with introverts often embracing the power of listening and thoughtful consideration before action. But just how prevalent are introverts in society? Through a series of interviews exploring personality traits linked to introversion, researchers have illuminated a fascinating statistic. Approximately 47 to 55% of people in the United States identify with introverted characteristics. This revelation shatters the myth of introverts as a quiet minority, highlighting their significant presence across all sectors. Venturing into the realms of business and politics, where assertiveness and charisma often take center stage, introverts continue to defy stereotypes. Astonishingly, about 40% of executives identify themselves as introverts. Among them was one of the most revered leaders in history, President Abraham Lincoln, who, known for his introspective nature, often sought refuge in the solitude of his library, choosing the company of books over bustling social scenes. This insight into the widespread and influential presence of introverts challenges the conventional narrative, revealing a world where quiet reflection and internal focus are not just present but powerful. In boardrooms and corridors of power, introverts are not only surviving, they are thriving, proving that leadership and influence are not solely the domain of those who speak the loudest. Part 2. The Conundrum of the Quiet. Why introverts might miss their moment in the spotlight. Picture this: a critical team meeting where ideas are the currency of worth, and everyone is vying for the boss's attention. The air is charged with energy, voices clamoring to be heard. For an introvert, this scenario might feel like navigating a minefield rather than seizing an opportunity. Here lies the paradox of the introverted experience in the workplace. In the rush to be heard, the quieter voices often get submerged under the din of their more extroverted colleagues. This dynamic can sideline some of the most innovative ideas simply because they weren't delivered with the volume and vehemence of others. For the introvert with a groundbreaking approach to that tricky marketing conundrum, hesitation to jump into the verbal fray means their solution may never reach the light of day. In environments where assertiveness rules, the principle that the best idea wins can sometimes falter under the weight of who shouts the loudest. The ramifications extend beyond meetings. Maintaining a low profile at work, a common trait among introverts, can inadvertently signal to supervisors that you're a passenger rather than a potential captain. When it comes time to allocate leadership roles or prestigious projects, visibility becomes as crucial as ability. If a manager must choose between an introvert and an extrovert of equal talent, the spotlight often falls on the one who's done a better job of showcasing their achievements. This presents a distinct challenge for introverts: how to ensure their work is recognized without compromising their natural disposition. It's not about transforming into an extrovert, but finding subtle, authentic ways to make sure your contributions don't go unnoticed. Simple acts, like momentarily catching your boss's attention to highlight a recent success, can forge a connection without straying from your comfort zone. In essence, steering through the professional realm as an introvert doesn't require a personality overhaul. It's about strategically navigating visibility, ensuring that when the moment comes, your work, and not just the noise around it, speaks volumes. Part 3. The Introvert's Dilemma: Navigating the Need for Solitude in a Social Workplace. In the bustling hive of an office environment, where collaboration and constant communication reign supreme, the introvert's need for solitude often stands out, and not always in a way that benefits them. For introverts, solitude isn't a preference. It's a necessity, a means to recharge and bring their best selves to work. However, this necessity can sometimes put them at odds with the extrovert-dominated norms of workplace culture. The modern office, with its open plans, endless meetings, and emphasis on teamwork, can feel overwhelming for those who thrive in tranquility. While extroverts may draw energy from these environments, introverts find their batteries drained, yearning for moments of solitude to regroup and rejuvenate. The challenge, then, is not merely in finding these moments, but in doing so without alienating colleagues. After all, turning down an invitation to lunch or a group brainstorming session can be misconstrued as standoffish rather than a simple need to recharge in silence. Moreover, introverts often find themselves on the periphery of the informal networks that form in the spaces between formal work engagements. These moments, whether on the golf course or the casual post-conference drinks, are where bonds are forged and decisions subtly nudged into place. The story of the introverted account executive who opted out of golf only to realize deals were being sealed in his absence is a cautionary tale of how vital casual interactions can be and how costly solitude can become. Yet, the solution is not as simple as forcing oneself into a round of golf or enduring yet another team lunch. Uninterrupted alone time for an introvert is not just beneficial, but critical to their well-being and effectiveness. Deprived of these crucial breaks, an introvert's performance may sag, and over time, the lack of solitude can manifest in stress, fatigue, and even physical discomfort, underscoring the profound impact of work environment on health and happiness. For introverts in the workplace, the path forward involves a delicate balance, asserting the need for solitude without retreating from community and collaboration. It's about strategic engagement, selecting moments of interaction that offer the highest return on investment, both professionally and personally. And perhaps most importantly, it's about educating those around them, making the case for solitude not as a quirk, but as a cornerstone of their contribution to the team. In navigating these waters, planning becomes an introvert's best ally. By thoughtfully scheduling moments of solitude amidst the social demands of the day, introverts can honor their need for quiet reflection while still staying connected with the vibrant life of the workplace. Part 4, Lost in Translation, The Introvert's Quiet Dilemma in a Talkative World. Imagine stepping into the shoes of an introvert at work. Your boss entrusts you with solving a complex issue, and your first instinct is to retreat to the solitude of your office where thoughts can simmer and solutions emerge at their own pace. 2 weeks later, to your utter surprise, you're deemed slow and withdrawn during a performance review. This scenario illustrates a frequent misunderstanding introverts face in the workplace. The root of the issue? A disconnect in how introverts and extroverts process and express thoughts. Introverts, by nature, take a measured approach to communication, weighing each word and idea before sharing it. This careful deliberation ensures that when they do speak, they offer substantial, well-considered contributions. Extroverts, conversely, often think out loud, sharing ideas in a more immediate and spontaneous manner. This stark contrast in thinking styles can unfortunately cast introverts in a less favorable light, marked wrongly as sluggish or less insightful. Consider the classroom setting, where two students, one introvert, one extrovert, each harbor brilliant ideas for a science project. The extrovert shares his thought immediately, without pause. The introvert, however, takes her time to refine her idea before voicing it, leading to perceptions of her being slower or, inaccurately, less intelligent. But the misinterpretations don't end there. Introverts' more reserved emotional expressiveness can be mistakenly read as indifference or coldness. For instance, in moments of shared sorrow or crisis, an introvert's quiet might be profound empathy in disguise, a deep processing of grief that doesn't easily show on the surface. From the outside, though, such restraint can appear as dispassion or even estrangement. The extroverted predilection for visible emotional expression further complicates matters. When they encounter someone less outwardly expressive, they may conclude that the person is either emotionally detached or deliberately withholding, leading to assumptions of aloofness or a brewing disconnect from the team. These misunderstandings could wreak silent havoc on an introvert's standing in a team or organization, colored by unjust judgments of their pace, intelligence, or emotional capacity. The lesson here? Approaching quieter colleagues with patience and openness rather than snap judgments might reveal that their silence isn't a lack of engagement, but a sign of deep contemplation and care. Understanding this introverted world of thought and feeling is key to unraveling the complexities of a diverse workforce, helping to bridge the gap between the quiet and the talkative, ensuring no voice, loud or soft, goes unheard. Part 5. The Thoughtful Speaker, Harnessing the Introvert's Deliberation as a Strength. Do you ever find yourself in moments of reflection before contributing to a conversation? Do you weigh the implications of your words, analyzing the benefits and consequences of your input? If this resonates with you, then you might identify with being an introvert, where this tendency isn't just a habit but a distinct advantage. In a world that often rewards quick responses, the introvert's approach to communication can be misunderstood. Yet, this cautious engagement with dialogue is far from a disadvantage. By taking the time to think before speaking, introverts naturally minimize the risk of verbal missteps, which in some professions could have severe repercussions. Imagine the fallout for a diplomat whose off-the-cuff remark about a first lady's attire spirals into an international incident. In such high-stakes settings as politics, diplomacy, or public relations, the introvert's natural discretion isn't just beneficial, it's essential. Beyond avoiding pitfalls, there's a significant positive flip side: the weight and credibility that come with measured, thoughtful speech. When you speak less often but with greater substance, people tend to listen more intently. Consider the dynamics of a panel discussion. Where amidst the cacophony of voices vying for attention, your contribution, grounded in data, logical structure, and preemptive counterarguments, stands out for its depth and cohesiveness. This not only projects competence, but also positions you as a voice of reason worth heeding. The introvert's reserve plays an influential role in another crucial aspect of professional life: the trust in confidentiality. When you're known for your judicious use of speech, you become someone seen as capable of safeguarding sensitive information. This reputation for discretion can open doors to insider insights that others might not be privy to. Imagine a scenario where your boss, confident in your reticence, shares plans of leaving for another opportunity. Armed with this knowledge, you can strategically position yourself as a strong candidate to fill the impending vacancy. The narrative often promotes extroversion as the ideal in leadership and communication. Yet, as we delve deeper into the invaluable traits introverts bring to the table, it becomes evident that their capacity for reflective thought and prudent dialogue is not just a personal quirk, but a strategic asset. As we move forward, we will explore how introverts can further refine and leverage their inherent strengths to enhance their leadership capabilities, proving that in the symphony of voices, the quietest notes often resonate the most profoundly. Part 6. The Silent Leadership. Strength: How Introverts' Observational Power Fuels Their Influence. In our journey to understand the unique qualities of introverts in leadership, let's delve into the story of Judy, a 4-year-old with a penchant for observation over participation. Judy, much like many introverts, doesn't join the bustling throngs of her peers. Instead, she watches, learns, and understands them better than anyone actively involved in the play. This natural inclination towards observation, rather than participation, is a hallmark of introversion. While their extroverted counterparts dive into discussions and group activities, introverts like Judy are on the periphery, keenly absorbing the nuances of social interactions and dynamics. Take a playground game of tag, for example. While others run and chase, an introverted child observes, cataloging every nervous giggle or cooperative strategy among the players. This behavior extends beyond childhood games. In the realm of listening, introverts shine. Their focus is undiluted by the need to plan their next verbal volley. They are present, making mental notes of shared ideas, insights, and emotions. If one were to compare fraternal twins, an extroverted speaker and an introverted listener, the introvert would emerge as the more practiced listener by a significant margin, having honed this skill quietly over time. But why does this matter, especially in leadership? Observation and listening are not passive activities, but active engagement tools that provide leaders with deep insights into their teams and their environment. An observant leader, much like Judy but in a corporate setting, can discern the subtle signs of motivation or distress in their team members. They pick up on the unspoken cues that might indicate a team's readiness for a challenge or a need for support. Furthermore, these skills of deep listening and observation are invaluable in building and maintaining relationships, not just with team members, but with customers and superiors too. People naturally gravitate towards those who make them feel heard and understood. This sense of being valued, which skilled listeners and observers can impart, fosters trust and openness, laying the groundwork for effective leadership. Thus, in the realm of leadership, where communication and empathy are prized, the introvert's natural predisposition towards observation and listening becomes a profound strength. It equips them to navigate complex social landscapes, understand the people they lead, and respond with insights that might elude a more extroverted approach. In the nuanced dance of leadership, the quiet attention of introverts like Judy serves as a reminder. True influence often resides not in the loudest voice, but in the keenest ear. Part 7, Reimagining Networking, An Introvert's Guide to Making Connections. The prospect of networking conjures images of bustling conferences, energetic meetings, and endless exchanges of business cards. It's a scene that seems custom-made for extroverts, leaving introverts daunted by the prospect of navigating these waters. But does the path to leadership and success necessarily require introverts to step outside their comfort zones to the point of exhaustion? Not quite. The crux of the challenge lies in the nature of interaction. Extroverts may thrive on the fast-paced, surface-level exchanges that dominate networking events, relishing in small talk and broad social circles. Introverts, by contrast, seek depth in their conversations and connections, often finding the omnipresent small talk at networking functions alienating. Yet, the digital age has ushered in alternative avenues that align more naturally with the introverted temperament. Networking websites emerge as a prime example, offering a mode of interaction that plays to the introvert's strengths. Here, communication unfolds through written word, a medium where many introverts excel. The format allows for thought, precision, and the careful crafting of messages, advantages that can lead to lasting first impressions in the quiet of one's workspace without the clamor of crowded events. Another introvert-friendly networking strategy focuses on one-on-one interactions. These deeper, more personal conversations unravel the nuances of another's thoughts and preferences, whether they lean towards abstract thinking or a more tangible, experiential approach. In these sincere exchanges, barriers fall and meaningful connections form, often unveiling insights and opportunities that large group settings would obscure. Moreover, this personalized approach can reveal allies in unexpected places. Other introverts, who might recede into the background in larger group meetings, can become invaluable contacts. In one-on-one settings, their ideas and insights come to the forefront, enriching your network with diverse perspectives that might otherwise remain unheard. Thus, networking need not be the sole domain of extroverts, nor an exhausting endeavor for introverts. By leveraging digital platforms for thoughtful written exchanges and favoring in-depth one-on-one conversations, introverts can forge potent connections. This method not only feels authentic but also taps into a broader spectrum of insights, including from those who share their preference for quieter, more meaningful interactions. In doing so, introverts can navigate the networking landscape on their terms, turning what once seemed like an insurmountable chore into a rewarding path to leadership and influence. Part 8, Navigating the Extroverted Waters, The Introverted Leader's Challenge. In a futuristic world tailored to introverts, the workplace and social interactions might evolve to entirely accommodate the preferences for solitude and digital communion. Until such a time arrives, though, Introverted leaders are tasked with a compelling challenge, stepping out of their comfort zones to thrive in an extroverted business landscape. The stakes are high, as remaining shrouded in one's comfort zone could lead introverts to sidestep crucial interactions that are pivotal to leadership success. Take public speaking, a common area of discomfort for many introverts. The spotlight's glare often feels alien and intimidating, yet it's an essential arena for leaders who must articulate vision and rally their teams. Similarly, the casual camaraderie of after-hours gatherings may seem fraught with awkward small talk and draining energy. But these informal settings often lay the groundwork for trust, cooperation, and unexpected professional alliances. Moreover, the preference for written communication over verbal exchanges, while playing to an introvert's strengths, can inadvertently hinder timely and effective message dissemination. Emailing an urgent update might seem like a choice of convenience and comfort, yet the immediacy of a phone call often trumps the delayed engagement of an inbox, particularly when swift action is required. For introverted leaders, the journey involves embracing these extroverted interactions, recognizing in them not just obstacles to be endured but opportunities for growth. This doesn't imply a wholesale transformation of an introvert's nature, but rather an expansion of their toolkit. Public speaking, for instance, can be approached as a crafted narrative, a story to be shared rather than a spotlight to be feared. Similarly, informal gatherings can be navigated with purpose, identifying one-on-one interactions within the group that allow for deeper connection without the energy drain of crowds. And when it comes to communication, varying the mediums, balancing email with direct conversations, can ensure messages are both thoughtfully composed and promptly received. Pushing against the bounds of comfort doesn't mean abandoning one's introverted essence, but leveraging it in new contexts. It means schooling oneself in the extroverted practices of the business world, not to morph into someone else, but to become a more adaptable, resilient, and ultimately effective leader. By consciously stepping into these extroverted arenas, introverted leaders can redefine what it means to lead, blending the richness of their inner worlds with the dynamic interplay of their professional landscapes. Part 9. Mastering the Art of Engagement, the Introverted Leader's Toolkit. For some, the art of small talk seems as elusive as an unfound treasure, leading to the belief that they simply lack the innate skill for such exchanges. This misconception particularly affects introverts, for whom small talk not only feels like a Herculean task, but also one that, when avoided, can cast them in a less favorable light, potentially as aloof, disinterested, or even incompetent. This is a critical hurdle, as perceived sociability can play a significant role in workplace dynamics and career advancement. However, the good news for introverted leaders is that small talk, like any skill, can be honed with preparation and practice. Armed with a ready set of engaging topics, amusing anecdotes, or open-ended questions, introverts can navigate the choppy waters of casual conversation with greater ease. This proactive approach not only diminishes the dread associated with unplanned exchanges, but also empowers introverts to steer conversations in comfortable directions. Beyond mastering small talk, preparation enables introverts to counteract the misconception of slow cognition. By anticipating potential questions or discussion points in advance, introverts can deliver prompt and sharp responses, showcasing their insight and quick-wittedness. This readiness can significantly alter peers' and superiors' perceptions, highlighting competence and confidence. Yet, preparation is but one piece of the puzzle. Regular practice of small talk and public speaking are indispensable tools in an introverted leader's arsenal. Despite the instinctual aversion to spotlight and superficial chatter, embracing these activities through consistent practice can transform discomfort into familiarity. Like a right-handed individual learning to paint with the left hand, the initially awkward and unfamiliar gradually becomes second nature. Importantly, practicing these foundational communication skills enriches an introverted leader's expressive capabilities, allowing them to modulate their delivery for maximum impact. whether it's amplifying their voice for emphasis or whispering for dramatic effect. Such versatility is invaluable, particularly when spontaneity is required, as in the case of delivering compelling ad-lib presentations. In essence, for introverted leaders, the path to career advancement lies in embracing the discomfort of small talk and public visibility, not as insurmountable obstacles, but as skills to be developed. Through diligent preparation and steady practice, introverts can refine their communicative prowess, transforming perceived weaknesses into compelling strengths and navigating the extroverted world of leadership with grace and confidence. Final summary. The essence of this exploration lies in the revelation that introversion, often perceived as a barrier to leadership, can in fact be a profound source of strength. The journey of an introverted leader is marked by challenges, from the demands of constant social interaction to the expectations of quick, extroverted decision-making. Yet within these challenges lies a wellspring of untapped potential. Introverted leaders bring to the table unparalleled listening skills, a keen observational eye, and a meticulous approach to communication. These qualities, when harnessed effectively, not only differentiate them from their extroverted counterparts, but also empower them to lead with empathy, insight, and precision. For those looking to delve further into the dynamics of effective leadership, How to Be a Positive Leader by Jane E. Dutton and Gretchen M. Spreitzer provides a compelling next step. This work draws from the rich terrain of positive organizational behavior, underscoring the profound impact of positivity in cultivating environments where both morale and productivity flourish. Through a blend of rigorous research and illustrative examples from the real world, the book offers a roadmap for leaders aspiring to foster an atmosphere where positivity and high performance go hand in hand. Together, these insights form a mosaic of strategies for introverted leaders navigating the extroverted waters of today's business world, underscored by the enduring truth that leadership is not about altering who you are, but embracing and leveraging your intrinsic qualities to inspire, guide, and succeed. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.